Welcome back, and joining me today is Dewey Bulldoggers head football coach Tyler Cade. And coach, took on Pawhuska last Friday, but it ended up being, well, you would say non-existent game thanks to Mother Nature. But, you know, and you and I were talking about it, just hate to see that, especially for the kids who have worked so hard during the week to prepare for Friday night's game against Pawhuska.
Yes, I felt good as far as where we were rolling at the time the game got called. You know, we finished the first half. We finished it on a strong note. I thought we made some really good adjustments during halftime, and I was really excited to get out in the second half and, you know, keep doing what we're doing as far as offensively running the ball, defensively coming downhill, doing a better job tackling. But like you said, unfortunately, Mother Nature had different plans for us. So, you know, we weren't able to finish the game, but I do think it would have been in our favor if we could have finished that second half.
You know, and it's kind of disappointing because Hunter Brewer was about to have a career night. You know, he came in the ball game a little over 300 yards rushing, and he was about close to doing that. But thanks to that big offensive line for Dewey, I thought they played well against Pawhuska's front four to give Hunter the opportunities.
Yeah, so I think our O-line did a great job. They had a lineman named Big Horse, Pawhuska did, and he was a really good nose guard. And I thought we did a good job of handling him. I thought our offensive tackles, Sloan and Duclos, did a good job of getting the ends hooked, which gave Hunter Brewer room outside to get yards. So I was really proud of the way our offensive line played, opening up holes, and I was proud of the way Hunter Brewer was running the ball. He was getting downhill, making one cut, and was getting almost 10 yards a pop, it seemed like. In some key situations where he needed the first down, he put his head down and got us the first down. So I was really proud of our whole line. And it's really proud of the way Hunter Brewer ran the football.
Defensively, again, they gave up a couple of big plays against Pawhuska, but I thought overall I thought they played a little bit better.
Yes, I was a little disappointed with some of the plays in the first half. But like I said earlier, I felt like we made some adjustments at halftime that would eliminate both big plays. You know, they had a good tailback. They had a really good tailback, number 33. He could get going downhill. They had a good quarterback who was a good scrambler in the passing game. So I felt like our defensive line did a good job as far as attacking the line of scrimmage, getting pressure on the quarterback, making them run. And then towards the end of that first half, we did a good job of getting the quarterback sacked, getting some PFLs. And our defense started off slow, but I felt like we were getting momentum. We were getting better and better each series.
Now the focus now comes to Vanita when they come to town on Friday. Coming in with the loss at Nolwata, which kind of surprised me there a little bit back on Friday. But Vanita usually has done pretty well against Dewey, but they are a young football team. What are you guys going to have to do against the Hornets on Friday?
As far as defensively, they run the wing T option, which we saw against Nolwata. So there's a lot of carryover to our defense from what we saw 2 weeks ago. So if our defense shows up and play like they did against Nolwata as far as reading their keys, flying the football, and making open field tackles, I feel like against Pawhuska we didn't do a great job making open field tackles, so we've been harping on that this week. So I feel like if our defense can just give the effort they gave against Nolwata and can make open field tackles, we'll be just fine defensively. As far as the offense goes, you know, we're going to do what we do. We're going to keep handing the ball to Hunter Brewer, let him get as many yards as he can get. The old line is going to continue to get better each week, in which they have been doing. And also, we want to open up the passing game a little bit more than what we have done in the previous weeks. So I feel like we can get our receivers in space, get them open, and get them the ball, and let them run and show what they can do. So I'm really excited to see what our offense can do. You know, right now we're doing a good job of putting up points in the first half and second half of each game. So I'm just really excited to see what they're going to do, and I feel like, you know, we can open it up, the playbook, a little bit more offensively against Anita.
I know one person would love to have the ball more is Jonathan Blackman. I believe he only had one or two catches last Friday at Pawhuska. Give him the ball more, he can end up doing some good things.
Yes, we're going to definitely look for him to get him in the passing game, get him involved early. We're also going to look for guys like Tayshaun Fry. We're going to look for guys like Brandon Tidwell. Brendan Mackey, you know, I feel really confident in our overall receiving group. They do a great job in the run game blocking guys. They're a great blocking receiver group, which helps Hunter Brewer, you know, get in the open field and make plays. So we got to start rewarding those guys, all the receivers, by throwing them the ball and letting them display what they can do in space.
Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Doggers this Friday against Vanita.
All right. Thank you.